Workers' rights and responsibilities. In Ontario, there are many different rights and responsibilities that have been taken into account in the work environment. First, let's look at the rights. Rights that all workers have. The right to participate, the right to know the workplace hazards and dangers, the right to refuse to do certain work that they don't want to do without any punishments, the right to be paid overpay of 1.5 times your normal pay per hour if you have worked 44 or more hours, getting paid on a regular payday, getting paid at least minimum wage, and finally, the right to not be fired for asking for overpay. Let's look at working and how much you should get paid. In Ontario, you can work a maximum of 48 hours a week and or 8 hours a day. This does not include sleeping, eating, and any other personal time. That all does not count towards the 48 hours. As I said before, you have to agree to a payday schedule and have to be paid at that time. An employer cannot deduct pay for anything else, including broken or damaged equipment, unless, however, you have a written authority. Finally, a big one. You can only get 3 deductions on your wages. Statutory deductions, court orders, and written authorization. The most common type is written authorization. Now on to responsibilities. As an employee, you have the responsibility of following the acts of regulations, use proper equipment, this is whatever your employer requires you to wear, missing equipment, and hazards in the workplace. Let's look at some of the hazards and safety requirements before we close out. You must report any hazards that are in the workplace. You need to report broken or lost equipment. You have to report anything that makes you feel endangered. If conditions are unsafe, you need to report to the employer first, and then the Ministry of Health and Safety. Don't wait, take initiative. You're also in control of making suggestions to the employer without any type of punishment. You have to wear all the needed protection of equipment. Do not remove it at any time, unless you are instructed to do so. And finally, maybe someone somewhat of common sense, do not, under any circumstance, use any equipment that may endanger any worker, you and or others.